Pnimius and the Dachyomi Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Ches. So the Gemara, in its conversation about making a Zimun, makes a comment that, you know, that you could be with seven or eight, there would be possibility of a Zimun, right? If seven, you know, if seven of the people ate bread, but not six. And which is, oh, it's so good that you didn't think six, because there's no way it would have been six. Right? And the Gemara says, so what's the logic of seven? So it says, V'yu sava ruba dinakabi, you know, all that you need a recognizable roof. That even though six out of ten is technically a majority, if six people out of ten washed, you know, you'll need seven out of ten to have washed, to have that recognizable majority. And the question is obvious, that how come by a minyan, right, when it comes to Tula V'tzibur, sheish is enough, right? How come six people is enough? But by achila, by making a zimun, you need seven. So I wanted to give just kind of two short mahalchim. First is Rav Itzchak points to something very beautifully that he says in his Sheir Yaakov. He says, very simple biur, that what you're doing in tefillah, al pi kabbalah, is you're being metaking the pnimius. That through davening, you're being talking the pnimius of things, everything that exists, all ruchnius and gashmius, all aspects of reality, and every madriga, you know, within, has a pnimius and has a chitonius, has an internal and an external. And our job in this world is to make tikkunim, is to rectify things, is to, you know, illuminate things and raise things up. And sometimes we do actions that illuminate the inner side of things, and sometimes we do actions that activate the outer side of things, and that's called the pnimius nechetonius. So tefillah, which is an avoda in the pnimius, and we all know that you could see a guy dominating, sitting and shtagging there, you know, but ultimately you have no clue what's going on. It's all in the pnimius of a person, and what they're being attacking is a very internal thing and a very personal thing, tefillah. But when you're doing achila karoi, when you're doing achila where you're supposed to, that's being attacking the chitonius. Right? Achila is a very chitonius action. Eating is a very chitonius type of avoda. So the tikkun of the chitonius is going to come through achila. So therefore, when something is pnimius, you just need a rov, because, you know, that's a necessity for it to be a rov, for enough people to, you know, the majority of the people to be doing that tikkun. When it comes to being metak in the chitonius, it has to be a ruba divinaka, right? A majority that you can recognize, because it's an aspect of the chitonius. That was the first mahalach, a very beautiful mahalach. An additional mahalach is just to understand a little bit that there actually is a madriga, even though eating is sometimes chitonius, there's an eating which comes after tefillah. Right? When you successfully daven, right, really, meaning me'ikar adin, in an ideal case, you're not eating anything before davening, and all your achilas are happening after tefillah. Why? Because through tefillah, you rise up a madriga. Through davening, you're now holding on a new level, on a new plateau, on a new platform. And from there, now your achila begins to be metaking to the next world. There's a yisod from the Taras Chacham that the chitzonius of each world, right, is meaning of the chitonius of the next world is much higher than the pnimius of the previous world. That you keep building up and you keep going up. So therefore, when you go and you dive in, you needed six people because you needed the rov, right? You need that rov on Hadras Malach. You needed that concept, the rov. But now you're at a higher madriga. Now you successfully did the tikkun of tefillah. You successfully accomplished this. So now you're holding by the next madriga, which is the achila, which is obviously coming after. You would only come to be attacking that once you finish the madriga below, the chitonius and the pnimius. Now you're in the next world, chitonius, in the higher olam. So now you're going to need seven people, right, to show that it's a higher madriga. In fact, this could be connected, Rav Itzchak points out, to a statement that Rav Isaac Zidichover had a comment that he said that, you know, the mesiras nefesh she has to make a tish is more than the mesiras nefesh she has on tefillah. Obviously, when tzaddikim say these cryptic statements, they mean a big soul. They're not just saying, you know, I mean, maybe they're also saying that it's really challenging for me. You know, when I'm davening, I consider one and daven, but when I'm saying a tish, I'll see them right there, and they all want food, and they all want me to say Torah, and they all want to look at me and bother me and push me. Could be saying that, but obviously, if he's sharing these kind of thoughts, he's sharing something very deep in pnimi. right? And he's saying that's because the achila could, you know, be on a higher level because it's the chitonius of a higher world. So even though the action of achila might seem like more chitonius action, if you're already holding by that very high place, then you'll have it will be doing a bigger tikkun. And I think just to have one more takeaway message is the concept that a rubidim and nakir, that you'll need a robe that is recognizable in terms of the way it relates to being metakin the pnimius and metakin the chitonius and rectifying the externality of things, is also an important thing to recognize. That sometimes we see people who it looks like their avoda is that of chitonius. It looks like they are faking it. It looks like they are, you know, doing just very external displays of Judaism that sometimes even smell of not internal Judaism. It looks like they're maybe being moser nefesh for their tish. You know, that they're working so hard to have, you know, 40 different types of delicacies at their Shabbos meal, but their davening is super, super quick. Right? But we should come to learn and recognize that we don't know what anyone else is doing. We don't know anyone else's avoda. People could be, you know, sometimes the tikkun of a higher world requires a more external, you know, type of show, you know, a ruba d'menacher, a more recognizable tikkun and a more recognizable avoda, and that's not necessarily always a chisar. And in fact, they say about that same Rav Isaac Zidlichover that he specifically had a very fast davening. In fact, there's a whole story about that on the river that, you know, his uncle was the commander, had a very long davening, and people were comparing. But the Indian is, he had a very fast davening. You know, people could say, look at this guy. He had fast davening, and now he says he's being moser nefesh for his tish. You know? But like, what is that? You can sometimes look and write up other people's avodas, not seeming panimi. We have to understand two things. That one is that there's a concept called being metakin the chitonius. That sometimes people engage in very external seeming things and very physical based things, but that's also part of the world that needs a tikkun. We can't just be metakin on a panimi level. You know, we're supposed to also spread outwards and be metakin even the mundane and raise the mundane to be holy. That's one. And number two is sometimes somebody who's working hard on raising the mundane or somebody who's working on the tikkun of the chitonius, not only is that an important job, but sometimes they're on a higher level. And what's chitonius for them, you're not even holding there by your panemius level. And, you know, so we don't know where anyone's holding and we don't see anyone's level, then we're not one to judge. And it's a nice takeaway from this Gemara of the Ruba de Menachem.